Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
G'day, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin.
And I'm Anthony.
And today we are going to be doing sort of a topic episode, and we're going to be talking about Marvel fatigue.
Ooh. So this is a massive topic.
Yes, this is a topic that I think is pretty relevant with what's happening right now in regards of the outcome of Thunderbolts, aka New Avengers.
Yeah, which has just been announced as a box office failure.
A $100 million loss.
Which is massive in terms of what Marvel needed Thunderbolts to do. Needed it really to perform at the box office.
Which I thought it was a great movie.
Oh, same here.
I thought it did really well. It was something different. It was pretty good, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, folks, for those who are unaware, Marvel fatigue, this is referring to what fans have perceived as an oversaturation of Marvel films that have not hit the mark and has left people with a sour taste in their mouth. And that's what they call Marvel fatigue.
And as a self-explanatory as well, it's just there's too much going on right now. Like, there's too much coming out at the moment. Yep. And it's just overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, we just had, well, we're having four things come out this month. We already had Brave New World.
Yep.
Which was a flop.
That's right.
Then we had Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
Which was again a flop. And then we're having Ironheart, a TV series. And then we have Fantastic Four.
And that's right. And see, they made a very critical mistake with the release of the Ironheart trailer, Kev, because they released it the same day that DC released the Superman trailer.
Yes, they did.
And in my view, what they should have done was wait a week where they could have had a whole window of advertising and fresh eyes on the Ironheart trailer and created a bit of buzz. They could have really created a movement around it, but it got lost in the whole web of what's happening with Superman.
With that as well, it's no one's talking about Ironheart.
That's right. And which is a shame because, again, it's produced by Ryan Coogler.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah, coming right off the success of Sinners, and obviously him being known as the director of Black Panther, this is a massive thing for him to be developing another movie, and it got lost in the weeds because of Superman.
Yeah.
Which is a major, major mistake on Marvel's part.
I think with Disney and Marvel, well, both the same, but like just Disney in general, I don't know. I just feel like they're just trying to pump out so much at once.
Yeah, but they also always trying to outdo each other.
Yeah. And it's not working.
It's just like, hey, what are you releasing? Oh, well, I'm going to release this. So it's like, leave some time, leave a window for your own thing to have its moment.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to, well, one, make money off the Marvel and the whole superheroes, but they're trying to get that end game feel again.
Yeah, they're trying to build off the buzz that created and hoping to create fire in a bottle again.
Hence why they're bringing Doomsday, hence why they're bringing back all these characters we know, because they're like, oh, we're going to put Robbie Downey Jr. in it, Chris Evans. We're going to bring him back, guys. They're coming back. It's like, I don't care.
Yep.
Like that era's done. I love the first ones. Like I saw Iron Man 2. I saw them all.
Yeah.
Loved them. They're fantastic movies. But during a while, even then, they kept pumping them out. I'm like, I'm just over them, you know?
And especially because what these next films are going to be setting off is eventually they're going to reboot some of the characters. And with this being, again, in the multiverse, these next stories, for Marvel, they must succeed and they must do well. Otherwise, well, you know, they're going to end up really making a mess of themselves, because again, Endgame and the buzz that created, I mean, that had its own moment in time.
Oh yes.
And we're both big Marvel fans, don't get us wrong, and I think I speak for both of us when I say that Endgame was an amazing film.
Oh, it was very good. Yes,
you
I
know,
loved it.
and obviously we love Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, and Chris Evans was great as Captain America. But now with Doomsday, you know, you're going to have these characters return playing different versions of their characters.
Different variants, but
and
still the
different
same.
Variants, exactly. But like what they're really hoping is to capture the imagination of not only the generations that have grown up with these characters, but the new generations, the new kids on the block who have a very short attention span, not forgetting that. But like, again, it's a really big risk, massive risk.
Oh, massive. And also with Fantastic Four coming out, this will be now the third reboot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming.
Coming off this, the second reboot.
Which
what
didn't do well
that?
At all. Yeah,
I didn't
just
see that
disappeared.
One. But
yeah, I didn't see it either, but disappeared into obscurity. Yeah. And as we saw in Deadpool and Wolverine, they touched back on Chris Evans' Human Torch to connect that world for Johnny Storm. They didn't use the Johnny Storm that was in the reboot version that came out. Exactly. And so I couldn't even tell you the actor's name of the reboot version.
I can't get his. He is from the Stranger Things.
Oh no, I mean the one that came out before this one.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I know that Miles Teller was Reed Richards, and Kate Mara was the Invisible Woman. But like again, I never watched that film because it didn't appeal to me.
Same.
But like again, I could tell you right now. I could tell you, going back to the original Fantastic Four movies, both of them, they were a great success. And
yes.
Ian Grufford, Jessica Alba, Michael Chiklis, Chris Evans, Julian McMahon as Dr. Doom. I mean, you know, say what you like, but those films were great. And And I still remember them, both of them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They were funny.
Yes.
And they were the standard.
Yes.
And they were released by Sony. And
yes.
Yeah. And like, obviously, you know, with the collaboration of Marvel, and again, they were great. And then when we saw Chris Evans return in Deadpool and Wolverine, obviously people knew him as Captain America. But then when he was seen as Johnny Storm, people were shocked, you know. But again, it shows you that he had a lasting effect as Johnny Storm as well.
Yeah, he, like when I first seen him as Captain America, I'm like, that's a guy from, that was the Human Torch.
Yeah.
Like, that was when I originally seen it. I was like, because he did really well as a Human Torch. He was quick, he was witty, he was just a stupid kid. He was fantastic.
Yeah, and obviously he put his name right on the map with, you know, Captain America.
Oh,
you know? But
that,
again,
yeah,
to be remembered for certain roles. And you really hit them out of the park.
Do you think with the new Fantastic Four, they'll touch on Silver Surfer?
I think it's been announced that they will. And I think it's supposed to be a female Silver Surfer.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Like,
Silver Surfer can be anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just designated.
Lawrence Fishburne did the voice of the original Silver Surfer. So,
I'll tell you what, though. That Silver Surfer was badass.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it featured, obviously, Galactus, the story of Galactus. Obviously,
he has the deal. Galactus had a hold over Silver Surfer, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
And obviously, with this Fantastic Four that's coming out, Galactus is actually going to be seen as a character. And we're going to see Galactus going into the future Avengers films be a force to be reckoned with. And so again, Marvel's really trying to deliver, but it's are the film goers going to come to the cinemas, Kev? I mean, I know for one that you and I will.
Yeah, cool. We're going to go see it. I mean, people will go see it, but like the spacing of time is so tight.
Oh, 100%.
Like you had Brand New World, then I think a month or two later, we had Thunderbolts. Now, 2 months later, we have Fantastic Four. The time is so close. Like, because we just saw Thunderbolts. I'm like, I'm still seeing things about it. Now all of a sudden, Fantastic Four are going to come out. Everyone's going to forget Thunderbolts.
Yep, and the effect
unless
that it had.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like, obviously, spoilers, but at the end of Thunderbolts, we see the Fantastic Four in the end credits scene.
Yeah, the ship.
And or we see their spaceship. And so it's just like, you know,
but
it's foreshadowing.
But we're talking about that. So are they coming from another planet or are they coming from space?
Well, that's the question, because there's now theories that that may not be the same Fantastic Four, that it could be the original Fantastic Four.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, obviously, I don't like everything getting ruined, but it does make you think. But because they're now trying to set up conflict within the original Avengers and the new Avengers, or the Thunderbolts, again, audiences are walking out of the cinemas, and as glad as they are that they saw the film, they're kind of confused. They're like, okay, hold on. What are we supposed to invest our belief in
exactly.
Like, you know, where do we go from here? And then, like you just said, if they're trying to do too much too soon in such a short amount of time, people are going to miss the effect that Marvel's trying to create.
Exactly.
You know,
I knew this was going to happen when they did the multiverse.
Yeah.
Like when this whole multiverse stuff came out, I'm like, it's going to get so confusing.
Yeah. And see now, because again, there's the slow talking about what they're going to do with the Spider-Man movies and what Spider-Man 4 is going to be. And just coming off the back of Daredevil Born Again series, which is on Disney Plus. I just finished watching that, and they're going into season 2, and so Daredevil himself, he was in the last Spider-Man movie, but he didn't feature as a main character. He did a cameo.
Yes,
but again, how many of these second tier characters are they expecting to bring into the big screen to have their moment without making the story seem like overwhelming?
Exactly. And I just don't know where they're going with it. I mean, the diehard comic book Marvel fans will get it.
Oh,
They'll be like, I know what they're doing. They're setting up for this. I'm like, but you got to think of the people, kids, younger generations that have no idea what the hell's going on.
And when families are deciding what movies they're going to take their kids to see, you're not going to have everyone be like, as you just said, oh, yeah, we go see movies all the time. You're going to have the odd family who are like, what can we do tonight? You know what? Let's go see a movie. What movie do we see? And they might get the thought, oh, it's a Marvel film.
Yeah.
And you and I have spoken about this. It's like when someone mentions it's a Marvel film, they're like, ugh.
Yeah, ugh, again, another one. Okay. You know?
And it's like, even between us, when we've talked about what we're going to see, there's not a great momentum in a Marvel film going to see. But then you get the feeling, it's like, well, you know what? It might have that feeling of, it might deliver, it might really do well. And you know what? As you just said, Thunderbolts was actually enjoyable.
It was. Before we saw it, I even said I wasn't excited to see it.
Yeah.
When we first were going to go see it. I'm like, I don't really want to see this. I don't, you know, I'm kind of don't care. But after I saw it, I'm glad I saw it.
Yeah, same.
You know, but,
you
can't hold on that forever. I mean, people are just going to miss it, because even when we seen it, we saw it. What day did we see it? Did we see it opening night?
We saw it opening night.
We saw it opening night. It wasn't a packed theater.
No.
Like, it's not putting butts in the seats.
No. Because, again, as you said, there's genuine Marvel fatigue.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There were people there, but it wasn't like...
No. This wasn't Endgame or...
Yeah.
It wasn't Spider-Man No Way Home.
No.
It was nowhere near it.
No.
I just think that's what's happening.
The sad thing is, again, it's a disappointing thing to see the film getting trashed, because it actually was enjoyable.
Yes.
But again, it raises the bar of difficulty that they have to meet to be deemed successful, but to also not leave someone feel like, well, that was a waste of time.
Exactly.
No.
And stop killing characters that don't need to be killed.
Yeah, it's either that or characters that they don't die and they come back, because no one ever really dies.
I swear, if Taskmaster comes back in Doomsday, I'm going to be annoyed.
You know what's funny? I actually saw an article today about Taskmaster.
I heard about it too.
Yeah, that may come back. So
they want to change it to a male. I think I heard something about that too.
Olga Kurylenko is good. You know, she's awesome.
I thought she did fantastic.
Yeah, like, she was a great Bond girl too. So, like,
I'm just like, gosh.
Yeah, but, like, again, she didn't even get a moment to shine in that film before she was wiped out. Spoilers. But, yeah, like, again.
All right, I'm going to get on my high horse. What pissed me off about the whole Taskmaster kill was they changed her whole look for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Keep it from the last one. It would have made a big impact. But why change her whole look? You're like, oh, she's going to be doing something cool. Nah, gone.
Bye-bye.
I'm like, oh, that was a waste of a costume. And it was just a waste of time.
Yeah.
You could have said she just was sick and couldn't come in today. I would have been like, okay.
Like, yeah.
It didn't need to. Oh, don't worry about it. Okay.
But don't forget, folks, our Thunderbolts review is up on our page. You can please give it a listen.
Fantastic.
But as you just said, characters that don't even get a moment to shine, and then next thing they're wiped out.
Exactly.
But then you got all these people who are leaking information, or they're putting all these different stories out about what might happen in Doomsday. And this is like, I don't want the story to be spoiled. But if they're so keen for positive news on this film that they screw the pooch and people's expectations.
But Marvel did that to themselves. They did it with Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Like, we watched the movie the next day, and then two days later, they announced it's the new Avengers. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like, they spoiled the whole movie. Everyone says, well, it wasn't a big spoiler. I'm like, it kind of is. It kind of is a spoiler when the whole thing was these guys getting together just to stop Bob. And then all of a sudden they got announced towards the end of the movie, oh, we're the new Avengers.
Yeah.
But then Marvel comes out straight away and then does their whole marketing, rebrands it the new Avengers. I'm like, yep. Okay. Don't go to see the movie, folks. You know what it's about now.
Yeah. Like, but that's the thing. It's like they're so desperate for attention and to get butts on seats. And
they're desperate for money. It sets it
up for failure because they spent all that money marketing the film as Thunderbolts, then had to spend even more money doing the marketing to brand it the new Avengers.
And I think what's happening is they're trying to get as much money as possible
for
Doomsday.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because
Doomsday is such a heavy cast film. Yeah. It's going to be... they need to make money on it.
I mean, obviously, this is going to be an even bigger film than Endgame was.
I reckon it's going to be a two-parter.
Mm. Well, yeah, I was listening to people today saying that they think that with what they're trying to do, and the story they're trying to tell, it may even end up being 3 films.
It needs to be. It needs because, to be. If they do it in one film, it's going to
fall. Yeah, because they're talking multiverse, we're talking time travel, we're talking all these intersecting stories they can't rush it. They can't, they just can't screw it up. Because if they do, no one's going to come and see these films.
And Juno would be a really good thing for Marvel to sort of do.
Have a break.
Not just have a break, but would really get people excited is, I know it's been sort of touched on, but Blade.
And that's the thing. I feel sorry for Mahershala Ali, who was tapped to play Blade. And obviously coming off the success of Deadpool and Wolverine, where Wesley Snipes returned as the original Blade, like, I think he was very hard done by Mahershala Ali. Because a series of bad news after bad news, they couldn't get the story right, the director changed, or something like that.
If they brought him in and not Wesley Snipes, do you think people would want to go see it?
Oh, definitely. But the whole thing of bringing Wesley Snipes in was, one, nostalgia bait, and two, because they knew people would respond well to it, and they did.
Mm.
And you know what? He still got the chops.
Yeah. Oh man, I love Wesley Snipes and Blade. That was my favorite Marvel films was the Blades.
Yeah.
Blade Trinity.
And Blade, I still liked it. You could argue that Blade was one of the original films that helped set off the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Blade 2, I'm a Blade 2 forever fan.
There you go.
Blade 1 was okay, but Blade 2 was fantastic.
Yeah. And Blade Trinity and
Blade Trinity was good. I didn't mind it, but Blade 2 was where it was at.
Yeah, don't mention it to Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, he sort of turned it into The Rock to me for some reason.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, the fact that he brought Wesley Snipes back for Deadpool and Wolverine, I give him credit for that.
But with Marvel, I just think they need to space it out, like we've said before.
Yeah, they need to just, again, they really need to just, calm. I mean, they've just announced today, too, Marvel is not going to have a feature presentation at the Hall H of San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh.
And I think, for one, that is a good thing.
Yes.
Because, I mean, even though they could have definitely come and presented stuff at Hall H, they could have done something about Ironheart. They could have done, they could have done quite a lot of things, but it's a good decision, I feel, because I think it gives people a chance to miss it.
Yes.
You know, whereas DC, they're trying to pull out all the stops for Superman and what they're trying to do with Peacemaker Season 2, everything that they're trying to set up with the new DC universe.
But so, also with DC, though, there is a sort of, with Batman, because that's with DC, there is also the Batman thing, too. They really need to step it up.
Well, they've just announced now definitively that the Batman Part 2 is filming in the new year. Oh, and so it took them a while, but obviously that was to do with Robert Pattinson's filming schedule, because he's got the Dune film with his schedule conflicts and everything like that. But now it's been definitely confirmed that they're going to begin filming towards either the end of the year or start of next year, which is great. Because, again, there was a lot of talk of that being cancelled.
Yep.
And there's a lot of buzz, too, with, like, the success of the Penguin series that was on DC, which was very successful, that there's now going to be a sequel, season two, to the Penguin. And they're going to do, there's going to be spin-off series with other characters, possibly Catwoman and other, you know, villains. Have the time to have a series, which is good, because, again, Matt Reeves is a genius and he's trying to create his own thing, which is not related to what world Superman's in. It's its own entity. It's part of the extended universe. But
with this, I feel like, because we're talking about Marvel and that, but this is a good time for DC to pack a punch, because Marvel is lacking right.
Yeah, exactly. And see,
this is a very good time for DC to sweep it up.
Yeah, that's right. And James Gunn, coming from his success at Marvel, hopefully he injects that formula into what happens with Superman. And you got to give him credit. He's a great director and a writer. And, you know, he's assembling a cast and trying to do something new. Yeah. And yeah, he's already apparently in the development phase of a World's Finest film. They're in production for the Supergirl movie as well. And so he definitely has an idea of the way he wants the DC brand to go forward.
Yeah, he's firing on all cylinders at the moment. He's going for it.
Yeah, and so they have to succeed too.
They need to.
Yeah.
I think DC needs a good rise again.
Yeah.
And then hit the mark.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what? We'll be there.
Yes, we'll be there. We'll cover it all. And like we've, you know, look up.
Yeah, that's right. Look up. Yeah, because
we'll see.
I'll tell you what, folks. There are some great snippets in that Superman trailer.
Yes.
That I enjoy. I'm a bit of a fence sitter with the new Superman, because we're, you know, diehard Henry Cavill enthusiasts, you know, like we definitely like what he did as his Superman. But as I said before, you know, you got to respect the past and embrace the future.
That's right.
You know, just move
forward.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everyone, that rounds off our episode today. And as always, if you can, check out our Facebook page. Check out all our episodes are on Spotify, Amazon Music,
YouTube.
YouTube, Apple. Anywhere you can get your podcasts, please check them out and give
us a
review.
Leave us a review. Leave us a comment on our shows, and tell us what you think. Tell us what you would like us to cover, and give us your suggestions. And we're glad to be taking you along with us on the ride, folks.
Absolutely. All right. Until next time, we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.